Well, we really appreciate the opportunity, Pastor Dave, to come here on your Thanksgiving Sunday, our Thanksgiving Sunday, and we are going to be singing a lot of songs and sharing from our lives, but right to begin with, why don't we all stand, and we'll sing a song together. How about that? You know, there's sometimes the will of God is a mystery, but I can tell you one thing that is not a mystery about the will of God, and that is you can be certain that it is always God's will to what? To give thanks. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So let's just sing that little chorus to begin with, and then you can be seated and, whoa. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God.
In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you.
Pray without ceasing.
Pray without ceasing, for this is the will of God.
Oh, we better get at least one song we could sing together. And we're going to sing a few songs, share from our lives. We live in southern Alberta, very close to the Montana border. And we are on about almost a two-month tour. This is our first week. We've six concerts since Tuesday. So we started out with a bang here, and we stayed in the Maranatha Motel last night, which is right here. We camped out in some of your Sunday school rooms, so if you see anything in the Sunday school classrooms that don't belong to you, they probably belong to us. But anyways, we thank you for opening up your facility to us. We came in late last night from Winkler, and praying the Lord will keep us awake and full of his energy. All right, we're going to start by singing a song about Noah. He's a man of great faith in a time of a very wicked time. And yet he was commended for saving his household and obeying God. So here's the story of Noah.
Until the day the ark was finally done. Then God commanded him to call his sons.
It's gonna rain and pour. the door.
Introduce ourselves as quick as we can for a big family like this, starting at your left.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. It's so good to be with you this Thanksgiving. My name is Josiah. I'm third born. Joel is the guy at the soundboard. He's our fourth born. You guys are very nice to clap with him because he was the one that started it. But we're very grateful for Joel and all that he does.
I'm Emily, and I'm 21.
I'm Jeremiah, and I'm 18.
I'm Joseph, and I'm 17.
I'm Joshua, and I'm 15.
I'm Amy Joy, and I'm 13.
I'm Hannah Grez, and I'm 11.
I'm Judah, and I'm 9.
Right, all right. And if you think this is all of us, or if these are all ours, they're not.
Okay? Well, they're all ours.
No, they're not all ours, because we have more.
Yeah, we have more.
So we have, Lisa and I had 11 children, and our two oldest sons are married back home, and we have 7 grandchildren back home as well. So we actually have 11 more back home.
And we're going to take over the world, so you better be nice to us.
No.
Not the world, just a phone book.
Maybe a tiny rural phone book. Anyways, here is my beautiful wife over there, and we have been married 31 years plus. So God has, thank you. It's been an amazing journey together. God has been so faithful to our family, and we hope we can encourage you and just remind you of how awesome our God is. The songs that we sing this morning have all been written by that precious lady over there, and God has really given her a special gift there. Communicating his love and truth through music.
My 6'5" long, tall hunk of awesome, that's all I can ever say about it.
It's such a spiritual introduction. Thank you. But I'm glad she thinks that. Anyways, I really am. But we're going to sing another song about a man who really did have faith in God, who had the courage to stand alone. You know, as Christians today, we need to stand alone on a lot of things because we're going on an uphill, against the stream kind of lifestyle. Here's the story of a world with Daniel.
Daniel was a man of courage. Daniel was a man determined. Chosen prophet, he was faithful to report it all.
You know, if we're not daily filling our minds with the truth and with the scriptures, it's so easy for us to get a twisted view of who God is. And when we have a twisted view of God, it affects our life in such a terrible, depressing way. And I know in times in my life where I just didn't feel close to God, it was because I wasn't seeking and I wasn't reading His Word and praying. And so I just encourage each of you to dig deep and to know Christ for who He is, because there is such joy and freedom in Him when you really know who He is. Grab you, take it down and stab you, hide from the truth that is. Lying through the darkness, hurting from the harshness, spinning out in loneliness. Ooh, oh. Absorbed and throw down the facts of where I stand in Him. Ooh, oh, 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 oh. Tossed by every cold wind into storms of sadness, swept away by emptiness, foolishly directed.
Young and have your vocal cords awake at every hour.
You should hear me when they're actually awake.
Pretty awesome. And I apologize for the Emily. What'd you say? Had a biker look going on, or what'd you say? We were sleeping in churches the last couple nights, so this is what you get. Not that you care, but anyways. I just am so grateful for the things in my life that God has taken me through, and I look back and I see some of those times that were really, really hard and painful for me, and yet God was using those to shape me into the person He wanted me to be. And sometimes you look back on your life and it might be tempting to be bitter about the really rough things you went through, and yet, you know, God can take all those really, really hard, painful things and turn them into absolute beauty. Because wherever we have died, wherever we've been crushed, God can bring forth amazing beauty and fragrance. And some of the most amazing people I've ever met have been through the most difficult things. And I just want to be like them. I want to love them. And when we look back over the story of our life, we can see God's hand. Yeah. And we just so much want to acknowledge that it's Him who's writing our story. And I realized when I was writing this song, I was going, you know, you're writing my story. I thought, no, you are my story. Anything that I am, anything that's worth living is because of Jesus. And we just want that so much for each of you too, that you would just let Christ alone be the one to come in and fill all those painful places with so much beauty.
Photos of years gone by, memories bring out a sigh, time so swiftly fades away. Moments of danger or shame, no one else taking the blame. You had a reason, you had design. Oh, every choice that I had, some turned out good, some bad. You were protecting, holding my hand. You are the story of my life. I'm nothing without you, Jesus. I need you.
I need you.
You are the story of my life. Your blood in the pen and your love in my heart. It's your will and your word and your plan from the start. Cause I'm yours.
I'm yours.
You're mine.
You're mine.
Jesus, I'm yours.
I'm yours.
You're mine. Ooh. Has morning man into sunset, your fingerprints show in the dust. Yes, you keep me near you, close to your heart. You put my faith to the test. Only in you there are no regrets. You are my savior, man's only hope. Oh, things you have taken from me, you were just setting me free, clearing my vision. You are the light. You are the story of my life. I'm nothing without you, Jesus. I need you.
I need you.
You are the story of my life. Your blood in the pen and your love in my heart. It's your will and your word and your plan from the start. Cause I'm yours.
I'm yours.
You're
mine.
Jesus, I'm yours.
I'm yours.
You're
Well, we are a very verbal family, meaning we talk a lot, we tell each other we love each other a lot, but we also say other stuff. But the tongue can start such a fire. You know, James 3 talks about that, and you think about how hard it is to put out a fire. It's It's so easy to light that match. It's so easy. And when we're talking with one another, it's so easy, so much easier to let out what we're wanting to say than to keep it in, right? Because we just are always wanting to let out what we have to say. But the Bible says, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And if I wish I could say our family always did that, but, you know, we fail. We totally fail every day. And our van definitely wouldn't want our van put on
YouTube,
all the time because, you know, it's tough and we fail. But by God's grace and his amazing forgiveness every day, we can move on and love each other. And it's so much better to work things out with each other than just grow bitter towards each other. So Mom wrote this song called Careless Words, and it's a reminder for us to be careful with what we let out of our mouth.
Have
All right. Well, this mic is working, so they're fixing that out to say if you were. The next song we're going to sing is a song that conveys a very important message that each one of us have to put into practice every day, and that is that of forgiveness. And we, you know, when Jesus taught us to pray, he wanted to make sure that was in our prayer. Forgive us this day our trespasses. Whoops. Okay, you want to take over?
Try this cable?
No. Oh, sorry.
Okay. So this is a song about forgiveness, and you know, every day we have an opportunity to practice that. And if we don't, we develop a bitter spirit, and that defiles many people. And it is so, God has forgiven us so much, he wants us to make sure we forgive others. In fact, there's a solemn warning, if we don't forgive others, he said he would even have to withhold forgiveness from us. That's a solemn thought, isn't it? So maybe the Lord might bring someone to your mind, even as we sing, that maybe you've been holding a grudge against, maybe there's a bitter root there, but just let it go. There's so much for freedom in forgiveness. So Cher's going to sing, and Amy.
And bless Joseph's heart. He's going to try and remedy the... Yay, Joey! Joseph is an awesome kid. He's an angel disguised as a boy.
pretty good disguise.
Young man now. He's so cute. They're all cute.
Some folks think that love made him or simply changed. Is only for them, but love can be richer. Service untold. Investing in heaven keeps love hundredfold. Growing together as we gently grow.
Our love will be richer. God meet our needs, and it's been amazing to see God teach us that he's everything and that it's so wrong for us to just worry about the outside of the box of who we are, about our appearance, and not care about who we are inside. It's very tempting to be a legalistic, self-righteous Christian who just, the only thing I think about is what other people see, what other people know, how I compare to everybody else. It's so wrong, and it's going to produce spiritual exhaustion and emptiness, because there's only one thing who can satisfy us, and that's the Spirit of God. There's only one person who can fill our cup, and if we spend our entire lives trying to fill it with other things by proving who we are or by activities that will eventually destroy us, it's an empty place to be in. I mean, every day I have to remember to go to the Jesus, the one to fill my cup. And I just pray as we sing this that you would just really allow his mercy to minister to you.
Strong, at least in a song.
disgrace. The secret inside is all blackness and gray. Come and rest in His mercy. Come and soak up His love. Come and drink of His goodness. He'll fill your cup with sensational love. He'll fill your cup with unconditional love. He'll fill your cup with His help. Someone is better. There's always someone brighter. Someone to shine you into a shadow. You can't compete. You're not complete. Not when you'll never be the best that there is. Come and rest in His mercy. Come and soak up.
Going to take a break. I'm going to ask Pastor Dave to come. I think he has some announcements and things, and we'll be back in a little while.
It's been so much fun growing up in a big family. I totally love each and every one of them so much, and I wouldn't send any of them back. They are like Christmas gifts. You do enjoy some more than others, but Jeremiah, we still love you, so. I love to tell the story of my youngest brother, Judah. Some of you may have heard this at one of our previous concerts, but Judah is the youngest in our family, so he's 9, so there's quite a big age gap between us. But when he was 4, he moved into my room after the two older brothers had gotten married, and when he, one of the first nights he's in there as a 4-year-old, lights are out, he's on the top bunk, I'm on the bottom bunk, he tells me, Josiah, I'm going to have more kids than you when I grow up. And he's 4. So I said, Judah, how do you know that? And he said, because I'm going to marry a bigger wife. So bless his heart, he's on the prowl for a really big wife. But, you know, our culture focuses so much on the pursuit of happiness, don't they? They pump it to you in advertising all the time. And in reality, we can only find our joy and happiness in the Lord Jesus Christ. If we can't find it where we are right now, in whatever circumstances we're in, whether, you know, small house, big house, no house, if we can't find it now, we'll never find it. So Amy Joy's going to play the ukulele, and here's the song, What Happiest.
Parties and going to parties.
What a blessing to have children, you know. The Bible says the fruit of the womb is his reward. And what an awesome responsibility that comes with that, to train them in the way they should go. And, you know, as fathers, we have a huge responsibility to turn our hearts to our children so that they would turn their hearts back to us. And we get easily distracted, don't we, as men, with all sorts of things. But there's a very special relationship that needs to be cultivated, and that's between a father and a daughter. And listen to the message of this.
God blessed you with a little girl. He laid her in your arms. Your heart was overflowing. You've had to keep her from all harm. But as the years passed by, your days were filled with other things. You barely seemed notice all the changes nature brings. Daddies love your little girls, cherish them forever. Your love will shape their world. Daddies love your little girls, for if your love is absent, they'll go looking somewhere else. Fashioned by the love that you sow. The world is full of little girls out searching on their own. They try to find so desperately the love they missed at home. Their purity destroyed by lust, disguised as just true love. The emptiness that breaks her heart has been aching for so long. Daddies love your little girls, cherish them forever. Your love will shape their world. Daddies love your little girls, for if your love is absent, looking somewhere else. Daddies love your little girls. The women they grow into will be fashioned by the love that you sow.
She'll be with you for only so long before you.
You know, a really good symptom of realizing that I've not been filling myself with enough of God's love and God's truth is when I'm tempted to seek after something that's not of God. And it's so, in our culture, there's so many other things that Satan has to offer to our hearts to fill it. And it's so easy to start filling our hearts with things other than God's truth and God's love. But in reality, the only thing that will fill our hearts like a cup, and if the only things that will really fill our cup and give us real joy and happiness is filling it with the Lord Jesus Christ. I know for me, even on a daily basis, it's easy to start to fill it with, you know, things that are fine, but they start to take a place, whether it's things like Facebook or food or whatever it is, but we just always have to keep Christ forefront, because that's the only time that we'll really feel the joy and satisfaction of in our hearts. And so next time you're in temptation, just realize what you're actually desiring more is God. It's not the sin, because sin causes so much pain and so much damage, and Satan does not want us to be aware of that. So this song's called Arms of Love. It's just a courage. an encouragement to run into the arms of Jesus in whatever state you are.
Weekend, isn't it, to remember that so much to be thankful for? And we just thought we'd do a quick rendition of Ain't Gonna Mope Around. Just remind you to be thankful and no whining, no complaining. Well, same pace, but my intro is way shorter. Okay, here we go. Way better, too, I'm sure. I'm going to have 100 grandkids and I'm married to a hot grandpa. So I'll still say that. I'm going to have 100 grandkids and I'm married to a hot grandpa, so I ain't going to mope around. How to wake you up for dinner? Sorry, I've been blocking the view of Emily this whole concert for these people. I feel all terrible. Right. Boys,
well,
prayer.
You
we
folks have been so patient to listen to us, and we're just going to sing one more song. It has been such a pleasure to be with you this morning, and we, you know, one thing we would really appreciate when you think of our family in the next 6 weeks or so, if you could pray for us, we would really appreciate that. We have a lot of miles ahead of us. We're going all the way to the East Coast and then down the Eastern Seaboard and then through some of those southeastern states and on back home by hopefully November 25th. So we have lots of miles ahead of us, and just pray that God would give us health and strength, and most of all, that his power and his presence would blow through our lives. We're only channels, you know. Every one of us, God is no respecter of persons, you know. He wants to use everyone who wants to make themselves available to him. And as I look across this room here, there is so much potential for the kingdom of God right here. God doesn't look at our abilities and think, oh, man, he's a talented person. I could use him. He looks at our availability. He looks at our hearts to see if we really want to be used by him. And you know what? That's when life really becomes fulfilling and really makes sense, when we start living for the one who made us. Because life is not about being self-centered and living for yourself. It becomes very, very empty quickly. But when you give your all to the one who made you, when you live for him, because it's all about him, and someday we're going to stand before him, and I know we're going to wish we had given him more. But God isn't looking for the super talented. He's looking for those who are humble, those whose hearts are loyal to him. So that could be everyone in this room, if we choose to be. And we're going to close by singing a song. It's a prayer that's been in our family for almost 22 years. Lisa wrote this song called Boy's Prayer when our oldest was only 8 years old, and he's turning 30 at the end of this November. So we've been challenging everyone, wherever we sing, to start praying this two-word prayer really fervently, not glibly, but I mean fervently. Use me. Use me. And you know what? God's going to do much more than you can imagine. God has proven himself to our family, even since we started praying that. Lord, please use me today. He'll surprise you by all sorts of opportunities to be his hands and his feet. So you pray this prayer with us, but not only today, but for the rest of your lives, moment by moment, that God would use you. It's been so good to be with you. We leave you with Boy's Prayer.
Lord, I want to be a man of God, growing from the child.
We've been blessed this morning, and God has been glorified. You guys didn't ask for this, but I'm going to do it anyways. Two further announcements. Announcement number one is this. You guys have got CDs and stuff like that at the back, right? And I know they want to talk to all of you. So if you want to do that, that's at the table at the back. Please make use of it and support them that way as well. And this one, let's give them one more hand. They did an amazing job. May God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. Go in peace and happy Thanksgiving.